礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他正在跟美国同事 Amy 讲话。
Amy， 你有时间吗？我又遇到了点为难的事儿。
Well, tell me what the problem is, and I'll try to help.
有个很重要的客户啊，今天下午要来公司见我。
Why is that a problem?
我那办公室啊，特别小，看着也不是很体面，我怕会让客户小看我，以后不好打交道，所以啊，我有点紧张。
I see what you mean, but you have some options.
真的？那你快告诉我。
First of all, you can check with Mary Ann to see if the conference room is available.
哎呀，我怎么就没想到啊？我可以把客户请到公司的会议室，这下问题就迎刃而解了。
That's right. Your client never has to see your office space, or what is basically a cubicle.
好，就这么办。
Not so fast. Call Mary Ann first. It may not be available. If not, we'll have to come up with some other plan.
那好，我马上给 Mary Ann 打电话。
不一会儿，陈豪很扫兴地回到 Amy 的办公室。
So how did it go? Is the conference room available?
别提了，会议室啊，两个星期以前就被人预定了。
Don't worry. This isn't the end of the world.
那我该怎么办啊？
He won't even notice the surroundings if you pay attention to the details that make him feel comfortable and welcome.
我怎么做才能让他觉得宾至如归呢？
It's been raining so much that he may show up with an umbrella or a raincoat. Offer to take them right away and hang them up.
可我那办公室里连一件都没有啊。
You can ask one of your colleagues ahead of time to help you by taking them for you.
那我就先跟 Jenny 打好招呼，让他帮我把客户的语句保存起来。还有什么吗？
Be sure you have a comfortable chair in your office.
还有呢？
Most important, ask the receptionist to call you when your client arrives, so you can go down and greet him in the lobby. Making the effort to meet him and show him to your office will make him feel valued.
对呀，我每次出去见客户的时候，人家也都会到大厅里来迎我，然后再带我到办公室里去，还有的呢，给我倒水喝。那 Amy， 你能再从头说一遍，我都应该注意些什么吗？
Meet him in the reception area and escort him to your office. Take his hat, coat, or rain gear so he doesn't have to worry about where to put them. And finally, never be late or keep your client waiting.